With the Q106.5 Regional News, I'm Eric Owens. Drug overdoses continue to kill an average of more than one person a day in Maine. Maine Attorney General Janet Mills released new data yesterday on drug overdoses in the state. 185 people died between January and June of this year, a slight decrease from the same period last year. 84% of this year's deaths were caused by opioids. Senate Majority Leader Garrett Mason's event to announce his bid for governor was canceled after the sudden death of his mother, State Representative Gina Mason. She was serving her first term as Republican representative for House District 56, which includes Lisbon. Garrett Mason was scheduled to announce his candidacy yesterday in downtown Lewiston. There was no immediate word on a new date for the event. House Republican leader Ken Fredette is joining the race for governor. He made the announcement yesterday at his law office in Newport. He's the third high-profile Republican to enter the race, joining Senator Mason and former DHHS Commissioner Mary Mayhew. An arrest has been made after a fire Sunday morning in Ellsworth. 42-year-old Tracy Connor was charged with arson. Police said she admitted to starting a fire in a bedroom at her family's home on Redbridge Road. Two people who were inside that home were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A Brunswick man was arrested Tuesday after police say he attempted to rob a Brinks armored truck last week while wearing a yellow hazmat suit. 48-year-old John Barbeau is accused of attempting to break into the truck as it was parked outside the Camden Hannaford. He was charged with attempted felony theft. A former machinist union official at Bath Iron Works who acknowledged embezzling $280,000 from the union has pleaded guilty. 34-year-old Ryan Jones pleaded guilty yesterday in federal court in Portland. Jones will be sentenced at a later date. The lottery that allows hunters to participate in Maine's expanded deer harvesting season is coming soon. Maine uses a lottery to distribute any deer permits that allow hunters to harvest deer of either sex. Lottery scheduled for tomorrow. Maine's giving out more than 66,000 of those permits, up from fewer than 46,000 last year. Get news on demand anytime at Q1065.fm.